idea you're bringing up Laura Loomer. I'm not trying to get in a fight with her. My God, it's a quicksand. But I had her on because she was talking about this Pentagon coup with Hegseth that I confirmed with other sources. I knew they were trying it against Hegseth, so I had her on like 5 weeks ago. And she sent me all this stuff about Tucker. He's bad. He's bad. And I call her, but I don't think he's Qatari, blah, blah, blah. And then we might have talked about Owens. I don't really remember. It's in this big, deep conversation, maybe like 30 minutes. I was driving the car. And I hung up the phone, and then I'm questioning Candace Owens with this ridiculous meeting where everybody has alibis. I'm saying, this is Candace, you're going to hurt yourself doing this. And then she swoops in and says, well, I convinced Alex to do it, to then obviously create the big firestorm and I'm some puppet. But I remember some other intel I got. It's funny you say about South America. So you're saying from your sources, and this is your opinion, you know, just asking questions. She works for Chevron. What does that mean? And she's lobbying Trump to not go into Venezuela.
Yes. Well, there's been the one of the reasons that have things have gone so slowly is there's been this huge lobbying campaign from the CIA and from Chevron against doing what needs to be done.
Which, by the way, you broke a month before they admitted the news.
Yeah, I'm sure they and they've been pushing for, as I explained last time, Delcy Rodriguez. And then after our show last time, that blew up her chances. Our show last time. Do you remember when we walked
through
the whole that blew
her up? Oh, there's no doubt the White House listens.
The CIA was behind Carlos the Jackal's stepchild trying to make her the new president. So then they've been pushing for some other general. But also with them are the Rick Grinnells. And my understanding is Pam Bondi at least has been overly accommodative in the view of some. I shouldn't.
Some stations don't carry this. Let's finish with Loomer.
Oh, Loomer. Okay.
I've known you. You've never seen UBS yet. I mean, Loomer can counter back on the show. I might talk to her privately. She'll make stuff up. But
she tried to recruit someone I know.
Said, well, tell us about that.
Chevron, a monthly stipend from Chevron, and we'll start, and you'll start receiving the party line that you're supposed to jump.
What's the story? She was just trying to recruit him as an influencer for Chevron.
Yes. And it was thousands of dollars per month. A nice living could be made. And it started when this whole thing became a question. Venezuela, how many months? 3-4 months ago, it became a serious issue that we're going to go in. They started offering us gold mines. They started offering us oil fields. Hey, America, let's make up. Well, to me, that's insane. This is 10,000 times worse than Pearl Harbor. You can't get out of this by giving us some gold mines. But there have been a group of people pushing for that. And Grinnell has been part of it. Laura Loomer's been part of it. And it's all the interests of Chevron. Incidentally, if you go to Amsterdam, to the corporate headquarters of Chevron, it's also the headquarters of Smartmatic. And 20 years ago, if you told me 20 years ago that there would be a day where there'd be a mass conspiracy between an oil company, a Latin American dictator, and, you know, hackers, you would have thought that'd be the most exciting Hollywood thriller in America. But it's been the third rail in American politics for 5 years. But that's what's really going on. This is a conspiracy of Chevron.
And everything you said years ago, Trump's bringing out, the documents are coming out.
It's the same.
I'm not trying to attack Loomer. I'm just like at the perfect point where I'm trying to like stop disinfo. It's Trump TPSU and saying, why are you guys doing this? She swoops in and says,
confusion.
Yeah.
She's, pardon me, but it's just to increase. It's already a hall of mirrors. She's just added another couple mirrors for people try to figure out things out there. That's just and she's been asked to do that by somebody. She's a paid agent of confusion.
God.
Agent of chaos.
Unbelievable. And I have questions about Kirk, you know? I mean, like you said, I mean, it's weird.
It's odd. You know, I'm one, how a recently widowed woman behaves, you think you got to cut anybody a lot of slack. That said, it looks odd to me. And
the constantly crying and the...
Well, that, and, you know, evidently he sent a text. Well, this is, are Candace's other claims checking out? I'm here, and I've read this elsewhere, that there's a text Charlie sent saying, like, this is a different woman that just before he got killed, saying that.
I don't know about that, but I mean, he was openly criticizing Israel before he died. That's not...
No, but not even just Israel, her. Her behavior had suddenly changed in his eyes. There's some alleged...
I don't know if that's been verified, but I've been following the soap opera. I just checked Egyptian planes.
It's plausible.
Pachuca, and they weren't accurate. I was just
she tends to go 2 + 2 + 2 = 10. That's kind of what... That's
Yeah, well, they started a fight with me, so... Now Laura Loomer's come into it, so...
I thought we were off. Okay. That's okay. I love her. She's brilliant. But 2 + 2
is ridiculous. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesshow.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at the Alex Jones Store. I just realized we didn't do a plug last hour. And,
coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas. It's Alex Jones.
I'm telling the crew, we didn't do a plug last hour. I was so wrapped in this. And, Patrick Byrne's like, what's a plug? And I'm like, you know, promotional. We got to pay the bills. He goes, well, I love Methylene Blue. So you were in here six months ago. You love it. We have the best medical grade. What has it done for you? You're about to take some right now.
I take them every morning. I take them by pill. I usually steal bottles from you when I come. I'm like that.
You're welcome to do that.
Works for peanuts. And when I'm here, I take it. It is good in dropper form. And it's weird. It's not like a speedy or anything. You just feel healthy. And it's a mitochondrial level, it's supposed
to. Yeah, we have that 1 minute ad that was a caller to Brian Morello. It's like a 2 minute ad. I'm going to play that.
Like, I look into this.
Where he's like, what's this Alex said? Like coffee, but no letdown. What is he talking about? Like, and once he took it, he goes, oh my God, I feel 10 years younger. I mean, it's just absolutely. I have to watch it, though. I only do it like twice a week now because it makes me so happy that I don't worry about things. And it's so good for you, too. I don't worry about things enough. I don't want to come into work. So,
I saw RFK taking it, is what got me.
He takes like three things of it. But we have the best, thealexjonesshow.com. Guys, you have that Brianna Morello in? It's only 2 minutes long because we got to pay the bills around here.
Go ahead.
But I'm telling listeners, folks, you want an ultramethylene blue. And right now, until New Year's Eve, we have a giant sale. Buy any one of the supplements, any of them, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the IRC, Monster Bovine, Colostrum, any of it, and you will get any other supplement free. So you can buy a $25 supplement, get a $45 supplement free. Realize how big a deal that is at thealexjonesshow.com. And it funds an operation that is absolutely fearless, bringing you information that is unprecedented in how accurate it is, thealexjonesshow.com. Thealexjonesshow.com. And everybody that's going to buy anything should be a VIP. You can cancel any time for free. $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers. It's all right there.
Can I jump on a point you just made real quick? You, for all I get around the world, of people who follow you and are getting their information from you, and you are such a breakthrough figure, and our stories that we've been doing about Venezuela are so breakthrough. For all the utility and good you're bringing the world, it's striking, it's as I discovered myself, that people are not willing to reach in their pocket a little bit. I don't know how you think this happens.
Well, I mean, it's on record. My finances are public from the bankruptcy. I literally have almost nothing. And
it's something that's healthy for you. We're not even asking for a donation of $50. Come and spend $50 on something that is the best nutritional supplement I've ever used, with the possible exception of creatine. But it's great.
Yeah, it's a great ad, though, because a guy calls in and he goes, you know, here it is, folks. This is not hype. We have an 84% reorder. Nobody in supplement business has
That's
this. You just need to believe us and get it. Here's the ad.
So I tried Methylene Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, you know, the methylene blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying methylene blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of methylene blue because of how well it works. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now.
By the way, you're seeing an ad from 3 weeks ago. This is 40% off. It's 60% off right now. No excuses. We make like $8 or something on that. All right, I'm going to stop now. Patrick, recap the huge news you broke with the federal filings. Nobody's covered this. Mike Pence with the big Venezuelan intelligence operative. All this money going in.
Gangster. This is really the backstory on this photo. How did this photo come to be? This guy's name is Raul Guarin. He's financier to the cartel. He's the thug of thugs. He's like hack people up, take a video, send it to the mother type of guy. He's a specialist in money laundering. He's got this whole ring of companies around the U.S. and Panama. His whole modus operandi is to get overpay people often with Bitcoin or something, and then, you know, literally do a contract with somebody for $1 million and send them 10 million in Bitcoin. And most of the time, people just don't say a word. But then he owns you. And he does this. And I know this from the guy who recruited him to do work for the CIA. He came into the CIA under Brennan and Obama. What we're getting, Brennan still runs the CIA, by the way. He owns the top two levels. Ratcliffe is a performing flea. The question is the money. It turns out he hired Ballard, paid them $300,000. That's Susie and Pam. They're like Madonna now. Susie Wiles and Pam Bondi's old firm. However, the good news is I've been told that when they try that, I don't know if she, I can't say literally, but they didn't get anywhere with her. I can't speak of anything else. However, there's been this rift in this administration. Those who are still denying that it happened, that there was any theft of 2020, and Todd Blanche is one of the ones. And listen, I'm an enemy of the state almost as much as I was under Biden, but I knows people. A number of people, I get it from all different. He's still is trying to convince people, Todd Blanche, that nothing wrong with. However, $300,000 went to Ballard. The important thing is on the left, who Ballard is, the far left, Ballard Partners. Ballard Partners is the most important lobbying firm in America. It's in Tallahassee, Florida, and Mar-a-Lago is also in Florida. And so, if you want to get to Trump, Ballard is the firm. So I don't know the date that it got hired. It was some time ago while Susie was there. But that ends up with Susie wouldn't do their bidding and get them to Mike Pence. But all I can say is he has other contacts.
He got to Mike
Pence. Like Rick Grinnell.
His photo taken? How'd you get it again?
It was sent to me. No, actually, that was sent to me as part of the story. So the question is, presumably Ms. Wiles disclosed that, and presumably Pan disclosed that. I would find it problematic if they did not disclose that to the president. And it certainly, the real key thing is, did they recuse themselves from any discussion? You can't have the Venezuelan cartel's former lobbyist, and God bless her that she did the right thing and refusing, but you can't have them advising the president on anything to do with Venezuela. I think of the standard we're held to in corporate America as a public company CEO, and holy God, you sneeze the wrong way, and you've got the SEC crawling up here. These people got away with murder, and nobody cares. But anyway, the good thing is they should be recused from anything that has to do with Venezuela, in my mind. However, that said, I am also hearing that Susie is really with us and gets it. And she was the big hero of October 24. She hates me. I got invited into the White House a month or two ago. I was got inside the first level and I was about to go in the second. Like these alarms came down and word was she had found out I was in there. She saw my name on the list. Kick him out. So she hates me. So I'm just calling truth as I see it. I'm autistic. This she did something heroic. Everyone around Trump had been told that we were crazy. That we were crazy. And all these establishment people were. He kept hearing her. And so Susie is the one that she finally, when Zorro finally got to her and got sat down, thanks to Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, she heard the briefing herself. She's the one who said, damn, maybe I was wrong. And that takes that's almost unique mind.
I talked to a very well-known person who about 3 months ago was in the meeting at that cabinet with them. And he said, no, Susie Wiles knows there's Chinese control through Venezuela, is going after the machines, has the evidence, and Trump's going to come out in January. Then Trump started saying, I'm about to bring it out. He's been giving these speeches about it, and now he's been releasing videos. So that's some good news.
You should look at what he tweets. I mean, there's a lot of meaning and depth in what he tweets. If you follow that closely, these videos, there's a new one. I just sent it to you. It'd be a good time to watch it. Do you mind taking 3 minutes?
Yeah, if the crew has it pulled up.
I call him as I see him.
Which clip is it?
I sent the 3-minute video. It's the last tweet I put up before I came on stage. Do you have it?
No. Right. Yeah, who is it?
It's explaining what happened in Georgia. There's people high up who want the American public to get their eyes on Georgia. It's all getting exposed.
By the way, let me just stop you. You said 5 years ago this, you were tip of the spear on my show. I was just getting to know you.
Yeah.
And now it's come out the 300 and something thousand ballots that were faked or not signed. Same thing in Maricopa County, Arizona. It's all exactly what you guys were saying. It's all exact. So you guys knew this back at the time.
Yeah, it was the tip of the iceberg. It's what you were describing as the tip. Everything you turn, I've gone into businesses like this where you try to fix the business and everywhere you turn, it's like you're in a ship that the timbers are worm eating. Everywhere you get into the election business in America, this is what shocked me in sort of October 2020 as I first learned about it. It's so bad that everything you could think of is compromised. There's no real integrity.
And then after that, I've got videos. Trump's putting out depositions and grand jury stuff where top experts are like, yeah, we found the Chinese hacked in here. We found that here. Yeah, no, that's true there. And he's now posting all this.
Yeah, you know, if I had to characterize it from the distance that I have, is that I didn't originally like Donald Trump because I didn't like the character he played on that show. And it's just not my style. I'm sort of a Northern Yankee and we're plainer than that. However, there's a time to be that kind of a boss, and now is the time. And the good news is, and I'm only sharing this, is my understanding is he's now convinced. He's turned into that boss. That side of him has come out. This is saving the West. This is saving America. This is, his oath of office is the only one that includes the words that he has the duty to preserve the Constitution.
Preserve, defend.
If the Constitution falls on his watch, it's him. It was, him on the chopping block. That his mistake. He's the only. The other ones have a different oath. The other oath of office.
Just protect, defend, but you got to preserve.
Yes, it's his job to do whatever it takes. And this is an attack on the United States, unparalleled in our history.
And preserve means continue.
Continue if it fails, and it came within a whisker. And I was in the room that December 18th meeting when it was so close. Gosh, looking back. But he had all these mediocrities advising him.
Well, that's right. All the real operatives were evacuated, and then all that was left was real people there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand like the last day or two in the White House the first time, he got some staff together and said, what was it Byrne was proposing? When they walked him through it, he's like, well, that's not so bad. Why don't we just do that? But it was like, January 19th, it was too late. Anyway, Brennan and Comey, the thing is, what's important about this is this all dates, as seedy as this is, it's Brennan and Comey. It's that there's this deep connection. Oh, another thing to know, you should know, this is a bombshell. Obama and Brennan were given all this credit. Brennan had somebody I know, a Cuban former spy from Cuba against us. Interesting fellow. But who defected? Hey, he had him set up a relationship with Cuba, and they thawed the ice. And then they did it with FARC. And he got all this credit for being the man of peace. Well, the deal really was FARC had $5 billion saved. So what they wanted to do was normalize FARC, have it lay down its arms, have it become just another political party. And they knew it would crush the opponent. And so that's how communism would come to power in Colombia. It was all a setup. That's how Gustavo Petro came to power. That's when, and when Obama and Brennan did that, they were playing chess. They knew that they were going to wipe out the other parties with their $5 billion save. That's why they led to this whole peace and normalization with them in Colombia.
Incredible. So here's a clip. What's the clip of?
The clip is something that higher pay grades than mine would like the world to see, to focus on something that's being revealed in Georgia. It's just 3 minutes, but
here it is.
Very intense.
Right now, dozens of people are hand counting ballots in the race for DeKalb County Commission District 2 after a candidate discovered a problem in the electronic tally.
May 24th, DeKalb County, Georgia. Voters went to the polls to vote on a local county commissioner race in District 2 between Lauren Alexander, Marshall Orson, and Michelle Longspears. The end result from the Dominion machine showed Lauren Alexander received 34.67% of the vote, Marshall Orson receiving 41.35% of the vote, and Michelle Longspears receiving 23.98% of the vote. In Georgia, if one candidate doesn't get above 50% of a vote total, a runoff election is automatically held between the two top candidates, meaning Michelle Longspears was cut out of the race. But Michelle Longspears felt odd about the numbers, so she visited different precincts to double-check the tallies. Guess what? She noticed that in some precincts she didn't receive a single vote. But how is that possible that a candidate with 24% of the vote total finds precincts where she didn't receive a single vote? While statistically alarming, the real surprise came when she realized there was not one vote cast for her in her own precinct, the same one where she and her husband voted for herself. Spears immediately demanded a hand recount of the results and got one. On June 1st, the results were released, and the difference between the Dominion machine count and the hand count was shocking. After the hand count, Lauren Alexander gained 355 votes, Orson lost 1,298 votes, and Spears actually gained 3,620 votes, making her the new runoff candidate. And here's the best part. When you add them all up, the hand count shows 2,810 votes more than the Dominion machines reported on the 24th. This is huge. In the small county commissioner's race, with 15,500 votes total, the Dominion machine tally was short by nearly 3,000 votes. What does that say about all the other races that were conducted on these very same machines? This is proof that the machines cannot be trusted. If Spears had not sounded the alarm, no one would have ever known.
So the good news is Trump's getting ready to release major information. He already is. And folks want this to be. So this is an important video.
Yeah, it's real important. What it shows is a Democrat in 2022, a very odd event occurred that caused there to be a detailed hand recount, which they usually have ways of deflecting. And what it showed was the only thing odd about that was she discovered that there were a bunch of precincts where she didn't get a vote. And then she checked her own precinct and she didn't, but she knew she and her husband had voted for her and they didn't get a vote. So that got her to, and it turns out that she's 20% of the vote had been stolen. So that's what, and we have no reason not to think that's going on everywhere. It's only the only thing unique about that is that something happened that kind of triggered the correct investigation. So that's happening everywhere.
20%. So what do you make of it coming out 300 and whatever, 70,000 votes, 200 and something thousand votes?
I mean, it's the tip of the iceberg.
But that's exactly what Trump and you said 5 years ago was in Maricopa and you know, also Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah,
Atlanta.
It's all come out. I mean, wow.
Yeah, we had.
Biden only won about 11,000 votes there.
Can I, now that it's all over, hasn't all the indictments been dismissed and such?
No.
So I don't want to get any trouble, but now that that's all gone, I'll tell you, there's one guy called me. His name's Hall. I'll just use his last name. He called me around November 6th, 7th, for some reason. Anyway, and he says, look, I'm a bail bondsman in Georgia. I'm the former head of the National Bail Bondsman Association. I'm the current president of the Georgia Bail Bondsman. I supervise 40,000 released felons in Georgia. I have a team of hundreds of detectives, bounty hunters, spies, etc. And this whole election was rigged, and I've had my people following, and I've collected all this. We know how it's being rigged. There's six of these communists, he didn't use the word communist, staying together in a motel on the west side of Atlanta. And in one, they've got like seven rooms. One of them is a war room. And they go off each morning to different parts of the state. They drive six different cars. They come back and they spend each evening. And I mean, this guy had the really detailed. He's the one of the 19 people who got indicted, and he ended up pleading to some like misdemeanor, so he didn't lose his bail bondsman business, but it was a nothing burger. He has all kinds of evidence. Just it's taken this long for Uncle Sam to stick his snout in and really get, because, and the whole time there's been guys like Todd Blanche saying, there was no outcome determinative fraud in 2020. And you've got people saying, well, what difference does it matter? Venezuela will give us a gold mine or two. Hey, let's bygones be bygones. It's surreal.
So what's the deal with Todd Blanche? Why does Trump still have him there?
That's
because he's the one that gave him all the bad advice on Epstein, where Trump wasn't involved, but they said, oh, CIA covered up. Trump did. They stabbed in the back. Now they're releasing a million plus documents they just found hidden. Trump says it's all you. Screw you. Looks like he's going the right way now.
Oh, yeah. Every time I say something, I think it hurts people's careers. Todd Blanche assumes that it's people within the DOJ. It's not anyone from the DOJ. There's plenty of other people in that sphere.
Well, every time I say something, I know Ed Martin gets called in. Ed Martin doesn't tell me anything.
I haven't spoken with Ed Martin since I think May. Hadn't Ed communicated?
Ed sent me a Merry Christmas. Because he literally made the joke at the meeting. Everything good that goes on, he gets blamed, which is fine with him. But I have all these other sources. He literally gets called in every time something happens.
Yeah. No, I've got plenty of other people, including he's made public, so I might as well say the president. Well, Peter Tichtin. Peter Tichtin is the president's friend. They were at military academy together.
Yeah, Peter's great.
Yeah. Have you had him on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's brilliant. He has this aw shucks manner. He is.
Well, I can tell.
Yeah, he's razor sharp. And in fact, he's set this trap that we think Colorado just walked into. In fact, with Tina Peters. Tina Peters put the Colorado's put themselves in the position where they really have sort of sprung a constitutional trap. We think they'll get caught. Who else has fallen into a trap? These schmucks in Minnesota who are saying we won't protect ICE if the public goes after them. Trump has by the way, the Supreme Court wrote a decision recently. Trump has the obligation if he's sending in ICE and he wants to activate the National Guard, he can only do it, says the Supreme Court. This is a new twist. They ought to just say Republicans can do it this way and Democrats can do it this way, but Republicans can't really do it. Anyway, they say that Trump can only do it if he first exhausts his federal resources. Well, that means that he now has SCOTUS authority to bring in the Marines or anything he needs. He doesn't really need
them. Yeah, for those that don't know, the Marines are not under posse comitatus. The Marines are not under posse comitatus.
Yeah, they report directly to the president. They used to report they had a special chain of command.
For people that don't know, and I'm an expert on the police state, folks, and this is not them trained to take your guns or trained to take over resources. When there's an emergency, the Marines serve at the president's pleasure.
You got it. For example, I think they have a unique, without going into details, a unique role in the to deal with nuclear
COG, weapons. COG. Continuity of government, the Marines are key.
Yeah, but also with sort of nuclear storage and things like that. They report directly. They don't have to go through much chain of command. It's small. It's what, 50,000 people?
Well, you saw a beta tester in the LA riots. He sort of began to activate the Marines.
Yeah, well, they have now. So Minnesota, they're falling into the trap by saying, we're not going to protect. We're not going to let the National Guard be involved, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that, according to the recent SCOTUS decision, Trump now has the authority to say, well, what the hell? Have it your way. I'll bring in the Marines. He has to. He has to.
Have you seen the latest videos of them attacking the ICE trying to buy water? These people are just attacking them everywhere.
These people are attacking the ICE folks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, they should get a bit more. They have non-lethal but more muscular things. In Germany, they're just spraying cold water.
We'll be right back. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now, and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy who cried wolf. You've seen the attacks, you've seen the news, you've seen us battling. You know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support of the successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition Save InfoWars posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. It's, the point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation, on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want, or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. That the receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network that's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesStore.com, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support and know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired, unfocused, slow. But I cracked the code, now the voltage flows. Clean energy, no crash, no fade. Mind sharp like a blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind. This ain't luck. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power, feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain, breaking out the chains. Ultimate power, energy on command. From the electronic door, come now take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for adventure.
And whatever comes our way.
And whatever comes our way. Yeah.
So recapping the big story, you got this super high-powered guy from Venezuela sending money through Susie Wiles' group. You said you vetted it. She didn't know, but it goes up.
She didn't take it. Not that she didn't know. She didn't. She took the initial fee, $300,000, for which was to be like looking at TV licenses or something. And I'm not. I have no knowledge at all that they gave Susie.
Sure, that's how these groups work. They say they're paying for one thing, it's another.
That I know that's his MO. I've been told that's his MO. And what I know is that Susie stood up to him. The bad news is he found other roads.
So you knew her story was right because you already knew the M.O. It's not like you just believed her. You already knew the M.O. of the guy when they told you no.
Yeah. No, I don't have from Susie that this happened. And Susie and I are not friends. But I'm kind of... But I have it that she actually did not fall for it. But for whatever reason, there are other people in Trump's circle. And as a general case, people should understand Venezuela. In fact, the first 100 years from now, when Americans learn the story, they will learn the first prong of the attack was the counterintelligence, which is to say they penetrated us through influence agents like this. And
well, for folks that don't know, they always say, then leave Trump alone, 1,000 DHS. As constituents sit back, no, he's got all these special interests manipulating everybody in his administration. It's the grassroots being watching and putting pressure that helps him.
It is. Disclosure is the big is cure-all. If you're doing that kind of stuff and you don't disclose it, I can't believe. And if you were in a corporate America, you would be in a lot of trouble. Yeah, but the disclosure is an issue, but the public pressure. But he's become aware. I'm so happy to report. I wouldn't be saying this. I wouldn't be getting you down if I couldn't also say, my, I've got pretty good authorities in multiple places that the fog has lifted. Any remaining doubts about who's who and what's what?
Let's stop there. I'm going to put this in the first interview because I see the same thing. I'm not going to get into details, but let's just say, well, the bad guys already know this, but I'm literally giving the White House advice, and I see almost all of it put into speeches and action. They're really listening to us right now. The vice president's listening very, very closely. I'll stop right there. But they have finally got it. Elaborate. Start over. You're saying the, your own words. Fog is lifted. Go ahead.
I've been in a situation where you're in command of something. There are people within your team that's like a team within the team. There's a team within your team, and you're not getting the straight story, or you're getting multiple stories, and there's multiple people you trust giving you conflicting stories. And it is really hard to sort out. They're gaslighting. And it can be quite foggy to work your way through. But my understanding is Trump has reached the point where there's no more miss for him. He understands the gravity. He understands what has happened. He understands.
And he knows who's told him the truth over and over and over again.
Over, yeah. He knows, you know, I feel this all could have been done by February 1st or February 15th, Valentine, 14th, Valentine's Day. But it took a long, there was a lot of bureaucracy. And Trump ordered the right things. He signed the right things all along. The bureaucracy fights him. The deep state, he signed in, well, it took like April until they interviewed the key whistleblowers, this over a dozen. They, and a lot of feds involved this year. But it took until, and Trump signed the right thing to start a special task force. The deep state, by June, July, not a person had been moved, not a dollar had been shifted.
Well, Todd Blanche sits on the
task
force.
Todd Blanche.
He blocks it.
That's how they do it. They fight from within. So his orders don't get implemented. He's like moving through a swamp. It's like wading through a swamp up to your chest. Think you really can't run. You can't sprint.
Meanwhile, there's concerted disinfo attacking him.
Yeah.
He's far from perfect.
This Laura Loomer thing is hilarious. If Laura Loomer is doing it, it's to discredit you and just to throw more confusion into the scene. And what? So is it because you're in this thing with Candace or you're on my side?
No, I mean, I try to be nice to her. I probably talk to her on the phone once a year, but she's become on the show maybe twice a year. I've known her for 10 years.
And she says you work.
And so she breaks this stuff about a coup plot like 5 weeks ago or so. She breaks the thing about a coup plot against Hegseth. I had separate sources that were trying to drive him out. So she gets a lot of good information. She was doing great Pentagon interviews, so I have her on. And then she starts sending me like that day or the next day, whatever. I looked at my text messages. Hey, Tucker's Qatari. You better watch out, blah, blah. So I call her up, driving home or something. It was like a big, long meeting. It was, I don't know how long, 30 minutes, whatever. I'm driving, and I'm like, I don't think Tucker's this. I don't think Tucker's that. Once in hindsight, yeah, she did bring up Candace or something. And I said, I don't think she's Qatari. Maybe, you know, MI6 or something from what I've seen with her husband. But I said, I don't think that either. And I didn't think about it. And then Christmas Eve, I get this message saying, Merry Christmas, Alex. And it's her tweet. Saying, oh, yeah, I convinced Alex to go after Candace. And I instantly saw what that was, at least a publicity stunt, you know, because she's Jewish. She gets called Mossad and all this. And then it's like, oh, she's my handler. And I'm just like, what is it? Candace didn't do the things
to discredit
until the last few weeks. My beef is straight up and clear about you said there's this meeting for Huachuca. These people have alibis. Why are you doing this? And then she totally turns it this whole other thing. So I was thinking just publicity stunt, and I'm not doubting you. I can't prove it, but it makes sense. Anybody that's got access to the president, lobbyists come to him. You're saying your sources say Chevron, which is, people don't know, basically base of Venezuela.
Well, on November 6th of last year, of 2024, when Trump won, you can check Chevron sign up with Ballard, as hired Ballard to be their, they had not expected Trump to win. So the day after he won, they signed, that Chevron hired Ballard to be their.
So can this be somebody in the White House wants to be discredited? They should use her as their operative? I'm only speculating.
It's a hall of mirrors. And
well, here's my deal. I've got major problems with Israel. And when Israel does bad stuff, I expose it. But when I cover China and things they're doing, people literally go, oh, why cover for Israel? It's the same thing. I know Microsoft. I know Palantir. I know all these General Motors, you know, NVIDIA. They all lobby. And the general public only has in their head that Israel lobbies. My deal is cover Israel all day. There's something bad beyond their ass. But they literally, when I talk about governments or oil companies, they think it's like a joke. They don't understand how powerful corporations are.
Oh, yeah. Can I tell you a funny Overstock story or that to that end regarding?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, the great diamond in, company, De Beers?
Yes, the global diamond monopoly.
I was in it was global diamond monopoly. And they, for
Oppenheimer's,
a century had basically
goes back to Cecil Rhodes
on all the great sources of African diamonds in the world. And there's a place in London you go. There's 120 people in the world called site holders. They show up once every 6 weeks. They get a blue box. If you're a good boy and you maintain price integrity, it's nice, clear diamonds. If you're a bad boy and you're cutting price, you get cruddy. And so those people sell to manufacturers, who sell to distributors, who sell to, it's this system's been in place 100 years. They hired. I was at a San Francisco like tech conference, and they were bragging that they had come up with a $50 a year diamond, a budget to stigmatize blood diamonds. They had invented this concept of blood diamond.
Yeah, and again, this is public.
It's just the diamond.
Anybody else mines a diamond in Arkansas or anywhere in the world, it's evil. It's connected to slavery.
De Beers has been involved in apartheid, slavery, everything else. But they, once diamond sources.
Well, yeah, Cecil Rhodes, Rhodesia.
Yeah, once diamond mines came on that were not something that they originally, they tried to buy them up, any mines that started to come online. When they started to escape and they fell from 70-80% to like 40% of the market, they stigmatized any diamonds that came from anywhere else in the world. Well, certainly anywhere else in Africa are blood diamonds. They had a $50 million a year budget, including they spent $20 million for a James Bond movie to have it be a center of their store. Do you remember the James Bond movie? One of those James Bond movies was all about blood diamonds. They paid $20 million for that. So it's the point is corporations craft these narratives to it's all a big information operation.
Wow. So why would Loomer want to come out and say, right when I'm just asking Candace, hey, this is made up, it's going to hurt you, and then slide in knowing what she said?
I don't think it's about Candace. I think it's about that you've been exposing with me and my stuff everything about Venezuela. Chevron in Venezuela. And the CIA.
Explain, like, Chevron is Venezuela.
Chevron is Venezuela. The Venezuelans have their own oil company called PDVSA, but Chevron has had this special exemption from all the other rules, and they've had this long 100-year relationship with Venezuela. And the major oil.
And they have the biggest known reserves in the world.
Yeah, 500 billion barrels versus Saudi's next biggest with 300 billion. So they have this, they're sitting on a lake of oil. The cartel took over the country for 25 years ago and seized the oil company and just looted somewhere, we think, $2 to $4 trillion they looted while their own people starved. And in order to keep themselves from being voted out of power, they took over the election office. They created these computers.
So they're really behind it all.
And then that all propagated.
So here's the deal. We didn't talk about CIA beforehand. I had no idea. You didn't know about this.
No, but the CIA and Chevron are like this. The CIA is fighting along with these other guys for some other solution in Venezuela other than a new government, a real government. They want cartel. They want to go from cartel to cartel light or cartel to Delcy Rodriguez, the stepdaughter of Carlos the Jackal. They are fighting for any solution other than the obvious solution. So, which is really a step towards murder. There's got to be some interim period, but you get to Maria Corina Machado.
Well, let's move to this. So Trump's grabbing the oil tankers now. He's hit the Islamic operatives in Nigeria. He's in.
We're in World War III. We're in a type of war we've never. It's only now turning into the shooting phase. But we've been in World War III, a subversion. That's gone on for 20
years. And instead of being soaked up in the Middle East on our non-interest, Trump is pinpoint striking where it is our interest.
Yeah, and coming to, I'll take this all day over Ukraine. I think that
in the world, yeah, so let me ask you this.
War I've ever seen. Most affordable war I've ever seen.
What happens with Venezuela? Where are we now?
Well, it's a question of does Trump pull the trigger, or he's now doing the anaconda around them by seizing oil tanker after oil tanker.
He's blockading.
They have at most 30 days, at this point 20 days worth of cash before they go bankrupt.
So he's got them under siege.
He's got them. They're choking to death under anaconda. And I'm sorry, and people are suffering, but we can't. They started this World War III. They overthrew us, but the CIA is in cahoots with them. I mean, I know this is crazy, but the CIA is at, they want any solution.
Well, you said it months before they were in the news, what you said, they don't want regime change.
They fought regime change until about September. They're the part that's tried to downplay it. It's public. I can say this much. Tulsi Gabbard did prepare a whole report on everything that happened. The CIA has blocked it from actually being delivered to Trump and delivered. She knows what happened. She knows the whole story. She's the only one. There's no one else. She can't trust. The government is in rebellion. Tulsi has a small cadre of people around her beneath which she cannot trust the CIA. The CIA has set her up twice this year. Remember the thing she did about Iran? That was all a setup to make her look bad. They told her there are no, the Iranians are not close to nukes. So she went public like that. It was all to give her a black eye. And the other was this guy, Hugo Carvajal, the former head of military intelligence of Venezuela, has been sitting in a jail for 3 years. And he's reached out. He reached out and said, I'm willing to do everything, to turn everything over. I was part of it. I ran military intelligence. This all reports to me. I can tell you every deal we've cut, everything. The CIA blocked anyone from talking to him. They said he had no useful information. We finally had to snake somebody in there, get him hired as a dollar an hour paralegal, and snake them into the prison. The FBI and the Bureau of Prisons tried to block us, but they couldn't block a paralegal working for the guy. And he went, and they got weeks and weeks of testimony, and he ended up writing this long proffer.
We covered it a few weeks ago. It's public now. So
there's a non-public one, too. There's a more detailed one, too.
So let me ask you this,
another general.
How is the Trump admin doing? What should he look out for?
Trump is the fog. Not that there was too much fog, and he has his own reasons, but he's gotten bare knuckle. He's going bare knuckle, and he's not putting up with any more of this kind of nonsense.
Well, that leads me to Epstein. I'm sure
maybe that's too hopeful.
But you probably already saw this, but what? They found another million files hidden by the Comeys in Southern District.
The Democrat files.
And Trump says, this is going to destroy you. It's all Democrats. You thought you'd set me up. Enjoy what may be your last Merry Christmas. I mean, what do you make of that?
I see that. Yeah. Well, I know what's in there. I can tell you, I was recruited to be Epstein 2.0.
But you did say that. So an aircraft, a bunch of stuff. Lex Wexner, what was happening?
Well, I don't want to go into too much, but they asked me to take on after he was. They were trying to set me up first before now, a few months before he got arrested, like in 2019. That there was a lot of overtures for him to try to get me out there. I refused. Then after he was arrested, they tried to ask if I would take over. But it was an offensive. We normally don't. We don't do Red Sparrows. The U.S. doesn't do Red Sparrows, but this was a manufacturing Red Sparrow operation.
What's a Red Sparrow?
You explain what a Red Sparrow is.
I want it from your perspective.
It's a woman who's been trained to use seduction as part of an espionage.
So the U.S. specialty is not honeypots.
We don't do honeypots. But
China's the biggest at it, right?
Well, it's an old Russian thing. Russia's
big too, yeah.
But there was a foreign operation that was tolerated, but the idea was it was to generate honeypots, is what I was told. To manufacture honeypots was to manufacture Red Sparrows is the word that was used with me, and that Jeffrey had gone over the line in 2007. No, or not since 2007, Patrick. Yeah, he went over the line when he went underage. He wasn't supposed to do that, but since 2007, he's been clean. And they didn't get yet that I was on my own investigation from the Senate Judiciary Committee, and I had what I wanted. They were trying to draw me in deeper. So I was trying to surface for air and find somebody who could help. It was crazy. There's no one to help. There's no one. Even when you stand in the Oval Office, Trump he's been debating to pull the trigger the right way or to go the soft way. He now understands what's happened around him. But this has taken two or three times longer than it needed to. Now that everybody understands what this, they have, I can tell you this, I'll tell you one more detail. They have 100% proof, 100% unequivocal proof that 2020 was hacked by a foreign entity. They have, it's no longer a question. It's just a question of how, but they have, and I'm a, it's Well, part of it has been the consumption of people I've funded or been part of, like we've kept Clay Farik. Do you have that? Is that a video, that Clay Farik video? I mean,
this one right here? Yeah, this is Trump was out on Truth Social last night. 2020 election fraud accountability is coming. Election integrity will be restored. Tell us who this guy is before we play it.
He's a 27-year, they act like, oh, we just have a bunch of bombs. This guy's a 27-year Air Force veteran specialist in what's called penetration testing, which is to say hacking and counter-hacking and hardening systems so they can't be hacked. And he spent seven at the EAC. Do you know what the EAC is? It's the Election Commission, Election Assistant Corporation, over that all the machines report to. He's been a tester of machines. So this guy is as thoroughly versed in this technology as you get.
And he was able to break into the machines. There's a couple clips. There's one of them.
Yeah. And this is testimony he gave. Correctly.
There were several states involved.
And which time period are you referring to?
This was 2020.
Before or after the election?
During the election.
Foreign penetration. Foreign actors on Antrim.
In your examination,
Mesa, Maricopa,
of any of these Dominion systems, have you seen any indication of non-election personnel,
CEO of a cyber company,
remotely accessing a Dominion system?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
I too have reviewed a series of emails produced by Dominion in which they're discussing remoting into Gwinnett County, Georgia.
You also mentioned Dominion remotely connecting to election systems, but you don't have any evidence that occurred in Georgia, correct?
There was one county. I've seen a lot of Dominion emails. I've had to translate Dominion emails from Serbian to English to verify the technical questions I was being asked about them, to verify that it was translated properly. So
it's your testimony that there is evidence of Dominion remotely accessing Georgia election equipment?
Yes, on the one county. It was included with stuff that I was researching and reading through, considering Colorado. Michigan was also involved, and there were other ones.
To your understanding, is Dominion able to remotely connect to these election systems?
Yes.
Are they able to do that without detection?
Yes.
And are you aware of any instances in which that has occurred?
Yes.
Wow.
Can you identify those instances?
One would be the Denver, Colorado server was granted or requested to grant Belgrade, only Belgrade. I did search. There is a Belgrade, Montana. Again, why would Montana need to connect into a Colorado file transfer server as part of the election system? And there are other components and things that were done in the background concerning the database and the configure of the database server that still do not have an engineering change order. Because if somebody works in an operational environment for a lot of different things, what I will tell you is sometimes things break or you have a problem and you have to fix it. And you submit a change request, or in this case, an engineering change order that's retroactive, right? You want to go back and make sure that you record the process so that you have change management and integrity of the system. If you do not record changes, you lead yourself down a very bad road.
I estimated that somewhere between 80 and 90% were going to Joe Biden. Throughout the day, it kept making me sicker and sicker every time I saw another Biden, Biden, Biden. And then I'm going through batches. 100% of the batches were Biden. I find that statistically impossible.
So I remember you back during 2020 theft saying Serbia, and we know later learned 2024 shut down. So how does Serbia tie in?
Serbia is actually the center of gravity of all of this. Venezuela is sort of its cradle. But there's a place in Serbia, and Serbia is the western edge of the Chinese sphere of influence, although it's up for grabs, and there's some really good Serbians that we should be friendly with. There's a headquarters there that's the real technical headquarters. The Dominion headquarters in Denver is just a front. And the truth is, whether you're buying Smartmatic machines like LA County or Dominion or Hart or ESNS, at the end of the day, the machines, it's just a different ornament. It's the same Smartmatic factory in Taiwan. It just gets a different label at the end of the assembly line, and they're all built so they can be penetrated from this place. And
the Trump admin has confirmed, people in the room, is coming out, that they have cell phone accessing hardware in all the machines.
Oh, yeah. We have all these records and of things being changed. And it's not anything you can find unless you get to what Tina Peters did. You, even if you try to run reports on the system, it's not going to show. It's because all the cheating is, they have designed the system. So there's no good audit of the system. There's no good.
Oh, we've had people, we know people hack businesses now. Bank, they'll put a fake screen up for you while they have the back screen.
Right.
What is this video that Trump just put out too, that shows, re-roll it, this woman, it looks like a thumb drive she's pocketing and putting in her pocket.
Oh, yeah. This.
Go and roll it. Now, what is this going on here?
This was, I think it may have been Fulton. May have the county wrong. But it's just that they're doing all kinds of hanky-pankies with votes, running them again. You know, they can make 50 votes. They get 190 votes, say, in one stack. They go through and they pick the ones that are most Democratic, make a new substack, go and run it again and again and again. Suddenly you're banking up thousands of Democratic votes out of nowhere. But only by comparing the actual photographs can you really get to the detail and see at the microscope.
So how big is it? They confirm, what, 375,000? Yeah,
but there's so much more. There's so much. With
just Georgia, though.
That's just Georgia. But the issue is Georgia was lost by 11,000 votes, or Biden won by 11,000 votes. I should emphasize this. I didn't even vote for Trump in 2020. I'm a straight libertarian. I've changed. I voted for
him. I interviewed you days before January 6th. Like, well, I'm not even a Trump guy, but I'm investigating
that. Yeah, this is, and it was just, we can't have a Bolshevik revolution. So they, we had so many of these, not just anecdotes. We had in Georgia, this bounty hunter I mentioned, he had a girl with purple hair, looked like Antifa, sort of walk into the county election head warehouse, and there were different piles of ballots, and they should all be identical, printed at the same printer, and she snatched three different samples from three different piles. We got them to a team, ex-FBI paper forensic examiners. That's where I was New Year's Day 2021 at those guys' home garage laboratory, and they were comparing, and they said, they gave an affidavit that said two of these ballots come from one print shop and one comes from another. They can look at the ink refractivity, how it bounces off. They can look at all these things I would never have thought to look at. But it's like literally like the differences in ink and such. And they say two of the ballots are from one print shop, like from a legitimate. This ballot is from a different shop and it should not be. It's a different printing company. And then it got actions were taken. And a Dominion executive, and I only know this not due to my lawsuits, because I'm in the middle of a whole bunch of nonsense in D.C. Anything I say, they try to say, well, you're getting this out of the discovery. An executive at Dominion, who was down in Atlanta, Georgia, called for some Senate bill or Senate decision was made to get all the materials that were there at such an hour. So a Dominion executive called a shredding company to send over, you know, a big shredding truck, and they moved 3,000 pounds into it. They got military grade shredded, but we were recovered, and we had them in a garage, and the FBI showed up and made them take them.
Crazy. Patrick Byrne on X, Enemy Within, DocuSeries.com. Great job.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.